And then I will turn it promptly over to them to run the meeting. So let's do a start off with introductions. Mark Molnar, council staff.
David Jordan, council staff.
Oh, Hawkins, council member.
Mike DeSavola, council member.
Sean Cerrone, council member and co-chair of the PWA.
Mara Dinetti, council member and rep for the Department of Homeless and Supportive Housing. And I don't know how you guys feel, but I'm feeling really small.
This table.
Anyway, I feel like Lily Tomlin.
And don't lean on this other because it comes up.
Okay.
Irma Ferrara, council member.
Melina Clark, council staff.
Dean Goodwin, council co-chair.
All right, if you could take a look at the agenda, I actually have one change to it. Number 7 should read scope of work, including membership. Are there any other changes or updates to the agenda?
Yes.
All right, any objections to approving by consensus? Seeing none, moving on. Any announcements? Any public comment? All right, now we, and Bill. Bill Blum has joined us.
Bloom.
Sorry. Wow.
It's only been 18 years.
18 years, and I have yet to get that correct. All right, so.
Can I just ask one question? I'm sorry, I should have asked earlier. Do you think it makes more sense to talk about scope of work first and then about co-chair election? Or
whatever the group decides. I can continue to facilitate through scope of work if you'd like, or.
Just what the co-chair knows what they're going to do.
Makes sense to me.
All right, so let's.
I should have seen that earlier.
Let's switch that then. I mean, we could even say that for after timeline if you'd like.
I was just that.
Okay, so let's switch 6 and 7. We will not elect co-chair quite yet, and I will continue to facilitate until that point. So, scope of work. This, just to provide some background that I'd like to ask Mike to speak to it more specifically, this work group was incepted at last year's summit. Conversation began actually during Dave's needs assessment presentation and Mary Kay Parisi and Susan's EPI presentation about we need to tackle this challenge around disparities with the homeless and marginally housed population in a more targeted manner. And so at the end of the day, Mike DeSapola put forward a motion to put together a work group to specifically be charged with looking at the disparities and challenges of severe need population, specifically homeless and marginally housed. This was discussed over the course of 2 steering committee meetings, at one fairly briefly, at the other quite at length, in which it was further explicated to be a work group that certainly had a specific timeline and focus rather than an ongoing work group, and that would be one which would be able to present its findings back to the council to determine where those findings would what those findings would create. I think that's pretty much the timeline of how that went. Dean, before I ask Mike to talk about his original motion, is there anything you want to add to how this work group was envisioned from steering?
From what I remember at that steering conversation, Paul was there, and I think Charles might have been there too. There was a conversation about how looking at this being twofold, and that we would spend the amount of time that we would do the site plan here to identify what the issues and concerns and pieces of information and what our charge would be. We could do that over 3 to 5 to 6 months, whatever we decide to do, and bring that to the council. And then continue to work beyond that, sort of like an update at the midpoint, and then a deeper dive afterwards. So is that kind of what we were thinking? Does that sound like a good approach? That was sort of what came from the start.
We were thinking 3 months.
3 months, yeah.
I can also read the amendment to the motion that was more specific.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, Councilmember Bowman moves to form a work group to look into disparities and structural needs around the homeless population and HIV. This will be a temporary educational work group to gather information. I'm so sorry. And then present findings and recommendations at full council after 3 to 6 months.
So gentle.
No.
Makes me want to get acupuncture.
Now you know why he never asked us.
So sorry about that. I'm going to start again. Councilmember Bowman moves to form a work group to look into disparities and structural needs around the homeless population and HIV. This will be a temporary educational work group to gather information and then present findings and recommendations at full council after 3 to 6 months. The council will then use this information to determine whether they should create a long-term work group. The group itself can decide further about how long that timeline should be, but it is time-sensitive, time-specific, and time-relevant. All right, so Mike.
Can I just make a quick point? I just want to give a shout out to Dave for his presentation at the retreat. And I know there was some feeling that maybe this was like a retread, and I really think that the systems that are the homeless people are encountering has really been accentuated since Dave did his needs assessment. And we've seen greater disparities for HIV, for Hep C, for overdose deaths, for just dying on the streets. And I think that just in general that everything's a lot more acute. And I want to thank Dave for, you know, I think that the way you think about it is like you planted the seed and we watered the plant and we're going to grow a big fucking tree. So thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Mike, do you want to speak to what precipitated the motion?
Sure. I like the tree.
Tree of life, baby.
Well, I think, you know, certainly with the data that Dave presented, and, you know, you look at the viral suppression rate, viral suppression rate for people that are HIV positive and on the streets, and then all the other issues, you know, even looking at the, you know, substance use and misuse being the third cause of death for people that have HIV, and, you know, I've been interested in how many of those people are on the streets or are marginally housed or kind of in that intersection. And really, it really is about how the policies of the city related to this are harming the population that we're trying, that prevention largely funds low threshold and easy access services. And we've been having conversations with CBHS about kind of the intersection of better working better together. But because CBHS has, with the advent of substance use Medi-Cal expansion, we're moving into the world of managed care and substance use, which is actually not particularly helpful as it relates to lower threshold services. So there's barriers from a policy perspective around these issues that bear to our HIV positive populations related to substance use and misuse and how we can get people into services. There's policy issues related to how the city decides to work with homeless populations, and there's actually really wonderful things that the city is doing, as an example, street medicine, and there's really abysmal things that the city does. For example, the sweeps, that they throw people's stuff away and destabilize our already unstable populations. So I think, you know, this work group is about kind of taking a look at, first maybe brainstorming all the things that we kind of want to talk about related to all these intersections and get more information about. And maybe what things do we want to make statements to the Department of Public Health about? Because the reality of this matter is that some of the things that are happening from related to homeless services and our most at-risk populations from a policy perspective are not helping the work that we're trying to accomplish. So I don't think the city's going to love some of the statements that could come out of this work group. That could also get kind of a council approval, but I think it's our responsibility to move this forward. And actually, two board of supervisors members have been moving some of this conversation forward on the board of supervisors, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen supervisors saying that, you know, we've seen some medical body said San Francisco policing is harmful to health. You know, it was like some board of medical, like super august board said that, you know, the Human Rights Commission said that it was cruel and unjust punishment to dispose of tents, you know. So there's plenty of evidence that what we're doing is totally outrageous to homeless people, never mind homeless people with HIV, homeless people with Hep C, homeless people with substance use disorders, homeless people with mental health issues. I'm sorry, if you're just homeless and are all on your game, you're being tortured, you know, as a cruel, unusual punishment is another word for it. So... in terms of the fact that we've got one half of the city doing all these like humanitarian harm reduction based interventions, and then we've got another half of the city disposing of people's, you know, throwing people's medications away, throwing people's syringes away, throwing people's Narcan away. This is real. We see this on the daily. You know, this is not fucking fiction. This is real. So you got DPW going in and destroying people's belongings. it's unacceptable. You've seen supervisors come out and say that that cannot happen. You know, you've seen Jeff Kaczynski just be told to resign yesterday by two supervisors, you know, Peskin and Hillary Ronan, you know, because of his handling of homeless populations in the hundreds of millions of dollars. That we need to get better outcomes. You know, navigation centres was a start, you know, but we don't really still have those full-blown harm reduction navigation centres. So there's a lot of work that the city can do. It's a bit like when we were giving out condoms and then law enforcement were arresting sex workers for carrying condoms. You know, you're spending $3 million a year giving out condoms for a population that's high risk, and then you're arresting them for using the condoms. Absurd, right? So finally they changed the law. That's what we're talking about here. We're going to change some policies in the way that homelessness is handled. That's what I believe would be the ultimate outcome.
So I'd love to hear from the rest of the group as far as your thoughts on this work group's scope of work and what you'd like it to accomplish. Irma, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I think that what really caught my eye and my attention is actually the viral suppression versus homelessness. I mean, we see it day in, day out, how difficult it is for the kind of population that we serve, you know, the people in custody. You know, we get a lot of the clients that are not virally suppressed, and one of the barriers to that is it's homelessness. And in addition to, you know, substance abuse disorders and mental health issues.
Bill?
Not so different, actually, from what Irma said. I'm curious to see what we can do to support folks that are HIV, get housed, and to, short of that, have better health outcomes.
Margo?
Well, I have a couple of reasons. One is that the population of people living with HIV has been something that I've been working with for 20 years, and so it's very dear to my heart, including seeing how housing became more and more of an issue. And the reason why I was originally put on the care council from DPH was because I worked with housing. So, you know, it is something that's very dear to my heart. And that's also why I asked my department to be able to continue serving on the council. So I do want to say that things like street medicine, for example, are funded by the Department on Homelessness and Supportive Housing. And, you know, that I will not and cannot comment on, you know, every accusation around that. That does not mean that I agree. And if that becomes too much, then I'm not going to stay, because that is kind of productive. I mean, it doesn't help anybody, right? So I'm really looking forward to us looking at what can the council, what can we do together in terms of policy recommendations, not discuss what was written in the newspaper yesterday.
Charles?
I just want to see how this with what Jackson proposed. So.
Thank you. Dean?
I'm looking forward to having a broad conversation around what the issues are that we are seeing, and especially the things that have been, you know, accelerating recently, as described, and sort of what impact we may be able to have around that, and also to look at what we may be able to do to address the issue of viral blood suppression disparity and improving the quality of life and the healthcare outcomes and the, you know, eventual connections to housing, and how we may have impact on that with our programmatic funding. To also look at the things that we're already doing. I mean, with the advent of the Department of Homeless and Supportive Housing, HHS doesn't have homeless-specific programs, but we do have things that help people keep from becoming homeless, if there are rental subsidies and things like that. And, like, for, if there's an opportunity for us to take a look at those things, because I think it's also addressing and also preventing homelessness as part of what we should be looking at as well. I think a lot of the clients that we serve are kind of on that thin line.
you. Mike, I would say you specifically proposed, but you did put forward a potential outline or a scope of work for this work group that seemed fairly specific. So to reiterate, it sounds like what you're suggesting this group do is first really identify the specific challenges that this the target population are facing, brainstorm and discuss what are some possible solutions or way of alleviating some of those stressors, and put all of that, post that discussion, into a set of policy recommendations that would then go to the full council to be reviewed, and then perhaps is approved by the full council. I'm not sure the next steps would be there. Certainly it would go to the powers that be in the city, but that also might create another work group or continue this one. Is that correct, what I outlined, or is there something you'd like to?
I think mostly yes. I think it would be useful to kind of support the efforts that the department has made that are also helping to stabilize populations. And, you know, to use a stroke, slap approach, that, you know, we do want to recognize that there are things that the city is doing that are working.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that there are not things that the city is doing that are not working. And it is unconscionable to have a discussion with people about homelessness and not to have the city be willing to have a conversation about sanctioned encampments or other options that can stabilize populations, because it is, you know, people say to me things like, it's immoral and unethical